listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon, and we greet and welcome you, and we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1, and what we're doing on this program is raising the standard according to the Word of God, right, Pastor Donna?
That's right.
Not what we think or what somebody else thinks, but according to the Word of God. And so we're honored to be here with you. As we say, hope you stay tuned in for the whole hour. And if you want to get a copy of what we're going to discuss today or teach on, all we ask for is a love offering, and you can make out a check to the ministry. It's Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail to Post Office Box 413, and that's in Stuart, Florida. And our zip there is 34995. I'll say it again. Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. The zip is 34995. So we're glad to be here with you. And we've talked about a lot of things over the years, these 18-plus years, haven't we, Pastor Donna? And a lot of things you can talk about in one day, one radio program, and you get it done. We talked about the Word of God. We've done that for the last 3 weeks, haven't we, Pastor Donna? There's so
you
much
can talk
in
about that every day.
You sure could.
And we should talk about that every day.
How important it is. So we're honored to be here with you. Hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. As we mentioned, always every week. If you can't and you miss part of it, you'd like to get a copy of what we're talking about today,
give us a call.
Give us a call and tell us whether you want a tape or CD and the date. And with a love offering, we'll be glad to send it out to you. Amen. So, Pastor Donna, we got some things to talk about. We're coming into a new month. Just think, Sunday will be the last day of January already. That's tomorrow. Right?
New month.
That's
praise
right.
The Lord.
So you make your announcements, and we're going to talk about some interesting things here today. I think it will be very prophetic for people to understand what God wants us to know in His
Amen.
Holy Word. Amen?
Well, we want to say blessings to everyone out there.
Amen.
And yes, we have a new February calendar is ready. If anyone would like it, we would be glad to mail it to you. Just give us a phone call, and I'll give you a telephone number in just a few moments. But it's just awesome how fast the time is going.
That's right.
So I want to mention one thing. Of course, every week, our weekly thing is just about the same every week. So we come together and we worship God every Sunday at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we also come together on Friday nights to have our Shabbat. And we celebrate the one new man, and we have communion that day, and we also spend time seeking God's face and in worship and in prayer. And on Saturday, we come together at 4 o'clock for a teaching. And it's either by teaching or a DVD, some sort of teaching.
Teaching on a video, yes.
All right. Or Pastor Gene or myself will share or teach, or somebody will share or teach. And then we at 6 o'clock, we have a little meal, and we close out the Sabbath with our Hadava
ceremony.
It's awesome.
Very
and,
nice.
We pray and then we
honors
go home.
Honors the Lord.
Amen. You want to tell everybody about it?
No,
right?
You can. Go ahead. You're talking about it. Okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. So and then so I want to mention that one thing that we are having for February, and it's going to be awesome. On February the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. That's on a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. We're going to have a 3-day meeting. And we normally have Prophet Gary Brooks come in around this time. So the Lord spoke to us that we were going to have a tribute to Prophet Gary Brooks, and we would be doing the things that God has called us to do. And so I'm going to share a little bit here, a tribute celebrating his life and the anointing that he brought to Spirit of Prophecy Ministry, to the many people that, Prophet Gary ministered to and prophesied the word or gave him a prophetic word, bringing the glory realm into the house of Spirit of Prophecy. Pastor Prophet Gary, he flowed in these things, and so we were having a special time there. The Lord spoke to us, and so I'm just saying, if you have a heart of Thanksgiving, some of you are listening, you've come to some of Prophet Gary's meetings, and you come to worship. We're going to come to worship and pray that weekend. We'll have Friday night. We'll be an all night prayer and worship from 6 prayer and worship till 6 a.m. We'll start Friday evening at 7, and we will go all night till 6 a.m. and then we will go home, and then we'll return Saturday evening at 6 p.m. and then of course on Sunday morning our normal time will be 10 a.m. So I'm going to give our telephone number if you'd like to have this calendar, and we'd be glad to mail it to you. And I want to say hello out there to all of you who listen. I want to say hello to Roscoe Naudi over on Andros Island. And our plans to go there are coming up as well. But I want to read just one little bit of this two-page prophecy that Prophet Gary Brooks gave us back in January 27th of 2013. It's a pretty awesome prophecy. He put he carried many, many items with him, and many fabrics and many different prophetic things. And he did put a crown on my head and one on Pastor Gene's head. And I'm just going to read just a small bit of what he said. And he said, Genesis 49:10 says, "The scepter of Judah will not depart from you. This is the scepter of favor, justice, blessing, and authority." And he said, "As long as we, Judah, as long as you worship, the scepter will not depart from you. If you quit worshiping, the scepter of justice, blessing, and authority will depart from you."
Yeah.
Then he said, "We extend this scepter to Pastor Gene and Donna." He had a huge scepter. Amen. "This scepter has been extended from heaven, and it's not from the order of man." And isn't that interesting? This year, I hadn't thought about this, but this year the Lord told me that, the love that we're to have is not to be according to man's love. He says, "It is from heaven." Same with the love that God, we're to have, that love of heaven.
Amen.
He said, "It is from heaven, says the Lord. And this scepter of favor and justice and blessing and authority is being extended to you by the angel of the Lord. And God says to both of you, my favor that drips from my throne is resting surely upon your lives and upon this ministry. When there is a cloud of a fog and you cannot see anything," and we've had that happen,
yeah,
"the Lord says, know that I am working behind the scenes. Know that I am." You notice that I am, he said,
mm-hmm,
"working in the midst. I am the God who is invisible.
Thank you, Lord.
I am changing, shifting, and rearranging everything," God says. "I've got a place. I've got a place. I've got a building. I've got the location. I've got it all lined out," says the Lord. "Nothing can stop what I'm doing for this house, because the two of you have my favor. This drips from the throne, and the Lord says, a thousandfold mantle of blessing rest upon you of the natural riches and the true spiritual riches." Then he says, revelatory doors are opening, and it goes on for another two pages. But it's just really, this is just part of the word. And so we're continuing the anointing. Prophet Gary Brooks went to heaven last year at May. But the anointing remains, because he brought that gift of that prophetic anointing, that prophetic flow of the seeking God's presence into the house. And so he says the worship, the scepter of Judah, that's the key, will not depart. And that's the scepter of worship. Judah means what? Praise.
Right.
Judah means praise. So if you'd like to be part of that, you might want to mark that down. It's going to be February 13th, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. Amen. Celebration.
And the whole theme will be about Gary Brooks.
The celebration continues. Mm-hmm. And the anointing and prayer. We're going to have all-night prayer meeting from till 6 in the morning on Saturday. And then we'll go home and rest and come back at 6 o'clock in the evening. We expect God to show up. He will. He always does. And so that will be a wonderful time if you'd like to be part of that. I want to give you our telephone number. Mm-hmm. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And if you're driving down the road and you'd like to hear this broadcast again, you can always listen to it, not only on the radio, but you can go to your internet and you can listen to what we're going to say today, and you can listen to what we said over the several of the last years. Just go to WCNO.com and go to Saturday at 12 noon. You'll see Raising the Standard, and you'll see Pastor Gene Hilton. And there's many lessons, many teachings, many programs on there that will bless you. Amen?
That's right.
So you can call us. We're just blessed to be here, to be doing the work of the Lord.
Amen.
To continue to worship
Him.
18-plus
years, and we're going to continue to do it until the Lord tells us to give it up. And I don't think He's going to do that, mm-hmm. or until He catches us off this earth and we pass away. I hope I'm going in the second load. How about you, Pastor Don? I don't want to go by the way of the grave. I want to go with the catching away. So
you say the second load because, as we've been teaching the people, those who, when He comes in the clouds, in the sky, and He doesn't put His feet on the ground. He's up there in the clouds, and then it says the dead in Christ will rise first. So they're going to be the first ones,
that's
aren't
right.
they? And then it says, we will then meet them in the air. So it's going to happen really fast. So either way, it's going to happen really fast, but you would rather go when you're alive.
Right.
Wouldn't we all like to do that?
Wouldn't
we all like to see Him come in the clouds? Can you imagine that? Yeah. Woo!
So anyway,
in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
When that happens, He'll come for the true church, not the pseudo church, but the true church, those that are really walking with Him 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that really love Him. That's the group that He's going to
call. It actually says He's those who are looking for Him.
Looking for Him to come back.
So not everybody's looking for Jesus to come back, because most people are too wound up in their own lives and what they're doing and their families and all these things, which are good. But the Bible says to seek first the kingdom of
Heaven.
See first the kingdom of God, and then then the other things follow that. But we have to seek the Lord first. If God is first in our lives, first in our marriage, first with our children, He's before everything. He's before my husband. He's before my children. He's before anything I like to do. He's before my job. God, seek. What does first mean? You shouldn't have to explain that. Seek
right.
God. Seek first the kingdom of God.
That's right. Like when God established the church over there in 1 Corinthians 12, He says what? What do you put in place? First, the apostles. Second, the prophets. So there's an order. And so we put Him first in our life, and He says, and walk after His righteousness, the things He's told us to do in the Word of God. Well, He said, all the other things will be added unto us. We're not going to be concerned about it, will we? Well, we're honored to be here with you.
And I'm going to read this right out of the Bible. Matthew chapter 6.
Okay.
Jesus said,
in verse 33,
but seek ye first the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
and His righteousness. A lot of people leave that out. And all these things shall be added unto you. So we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right. In everything that we do.
Well, see, we a lot of people are say they seek God, but they don't want to seek righteousness.
Nope.
But we must seek righteousness. He says, and His righteousness. He has imparted into us His righteousness.
So when I got up this morning, I was asking the Lord what we ought to do. I've been thinking about it all week, but sometimes He just hones in right before you get ready to do the radio program, and then He tells you. And I'd like to talk about something today that we've got in my book I have available about the God's prophetic calendar, pictures of the Messiah. It's a thing called double meanings or double references. You know, many of the scriptures in the First Covenant have a word directly for Israel at a particular time, but also it has a lot of those verses have a double meaning way out to the end of the last days that's going to be fulfilled also. And I thought we might look a little bit at this today just to share some things with you out of the Word of God that should get you encouraged to show us how powerful the Word of God is. You know, this book I have before me, the King James Bible, this is the Logos Word. This is the written word that God gave to us through all the prophets and those that wrote. And there's also a Rhema word that comes off of this word that we have, the Logos word. It's a living word that we need to understand and flow in that. And if we can understand it in a deeper way, then God's going to show us that it's a living word. He's talking to us all the time. He never stops talking to us. If we'll just tune in with him, get all the other clutter out, the busyness that people are involved with all the time, and he can speak to us and show us some things he wants us to know. And it says the Holy Ghost was sent to tell us about things to come, right, Pastor John? Things to come. So many of these scriptures in the First Covenant happened to Israel, but also a lot of things were prophetic to what was going to happen in the future. So where I'd like to start here today for a few minutes, let's go to the Word of God and talk about this. I want to go to a book called Ecclesiastes. And if you don't know what that book's all about, it means the preacher. Well, who was the preacher? This was talking about Solomon was the preacher, wasn't he? And he wrote this for us to understand all these things. And while we're talking about that, before we read this, I'm going to go to the very last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes, and I want to read a verse or two verses out of here for you and I. And it's in chapter 12 of Ecclesiastes. Look at this. I'm going to read verse 13 and 14, the last two verses in this chapter. Pastor Donald just alluded to this. Listen to this now. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is what Solomon said at the end. You know, if he didn't have this book, we would have thought Solomon was lost because he allowed all those pagan wives to bring in all the pagan gods. They built shrines to them over in Jerusalem and all that. But he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So the whole purpose, this is what this whole book we have in front of us called the Bible is about. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, the whole entire Bible. Fear God and keep his commandments. Amen? So go to Ecclesiastes with me. We were there. Go to chapter 1. I'm going to look at a couple of verses here. We're talking about these parallels that we have in the Word of God. Verse 9 of chapter 1 reads this way. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done. And there's no new thing under the sun. Verse 10, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new, it hath been already of old time, which was before us. So he's telling us here, the things that have been, means in the past, is that which shall be what? In the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that which is done is that which shall be done, and there's no new thing under the sun. Now chapter 3 also has an interesting comment on this. Chapter 3 of the book of Ecclesiastes, in verse 15 says this, that which hath been is now. Hear that? And that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Pretty interesting, huh? So things repeat, don't they? You know, like people say this all the time. History repeats itself, and it does. Maybe in a little different scenario, but the history repeats itself. And so we'll look at some of these things today with you. And I think it's interesting that we do this.
Okay? It also says there, to everything there is a season.
That's right.
And if people will think about it, you know, there's a season. We always have seasons in our lives. There's seasons in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God takes us from one season to another season. Yeah. But, you know, he doesn't say it's over.
Right.
Says, you know, there's different seasons that you move into. And so we have to be ready to move into the new season, the new thing that God is doing.
That's it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Now, if we go to Isaiah chapter 11 with you listeners today, I'm going to read one verse over there.
Thank you, Lord.
And we kind of gives us a clue to what? Yeah, chapter 11 of the book of Isaiah. And I'm going to read verse 11 all by itself.
11:11.
The prophet says, and it shall come to pass in that day, talking about the very end, okay, that day, the day of the Lord, that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time.
Mm-hmm.
To recover the remnant of his people. Remember, he brought them out of Egypt? There's going to be another time he's going to bring them, and the kingdom's going to come. He says, which shall be left from Assyria, and from Egypt, from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and this is Babylon, and from Hamath, and from the isles of the sea. Amen. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations. That's Yeshua, it's a picture of. And shall assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. So verse 11 tells you a second thing's going to happen. So we have a lot of second things with the prophetic word if we look at it.
Isn't that happening?
That's right.
Look at all the people that are moving back to Israel.
That's right.
Look at all the people, all the Jewish people coming from all different places in the world.
Right. They're coming.
That are moving back to Israel. And, you know, we spoke to a Jewish man. He owns a store.
Down in Boca Raton.
Down in Boca. And his son is over there, 17-year-old son, going to school over there.
He's in a yeshiva, yes.
Yeah, and so, you know, they're sending their children back, and can you imagine sending your child, 17-year-old, all the way across from the United States, brought up in this country, all
going
the way
to high
over
school
there,
over there all,
to Israel, where, you know, every day there's sounds like there could be bombs going off. But they don't have. They're not afraid.
Nope.
You know, they're not afraid. They know that there's a plan.
That's it.
See,
God's
you
got
to go back to what it says in Ecclesiastes.
Mm-hmm.
To everything there is a season. There's a plan. God on all the purposes under heaven. You know, and so He's bringing them back. He's bringing them home. Why? Because Yeshua is going to return, and that's where Yeshua is going to return to at the end of the tribulation.
That's right.
Where He's going to place His feet there on the Mount of Olives. It's going to be right there. Where He left, right there in Israel. You know, He's not going to come and place His feet in New York City or Florida or anywhere else. It's going to be right there in Israel. You know,
that's
where the New Jerusalem.
That's where it's going to be.
It's going to be.
That's
where Adam and Eve were. That's where Abraham was. You know, that's where He took His son up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these things happen. And so you think God is changing the place?
Nope.
No, He doesn't.
That's His home. It's our home, hallelujah.
He returns to the place from where He left. You know,
that's
He
right.
always goes back to the place where He left. Now, when He left here, He went back to heaven to His Father, didn't He?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when He came back down, even after his resurrection, where did He come? He came right back down to Israel, to Jerusalem, right there where His disciples were, and taught them for another,
40 days.
40 days.
Yeah.
40 days. And then
about the kingdom of God.
About the kingdom of God over there in Matthew.
Yeah.
Many things about the kingdom, because they didn't understand those things. But after the resurrection, their eyes were opened. They saw the Messiah. They understood because they had the revelation. See, prophecy brings a revelation. Well, Jesus brought the revelation of his who He was and what His purpose was and what they were to do. They were not to go back and go fishing again, but they were to go and spread the gospel. Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
For a little while, they thought they were going to go back fishing, didn't they? But God changed their thought on that real quick.
But then when they saw Him leave after those 40 days, it was important for Him to come back in His resurrected body.
That's right.
To be able to teach them and spend time with them. He didn't spend time going around evangelizing the rest of the place. No, He spent time with His disciples.
Amen.
With those and they said that many saw Him even leave again. And, you know, even the angels were there and said, you know, I'm just paraphrasing this. Why are you looking up? You know, He's going to come back.
In like manner.
In like manner. So they knew the word. He was coming back in like manner. Where? To the same place. His feet will probably touch the very same place He left.
That's it.
Awesome. So you want to go in
the Mount of
second
Olives.
Load.
That's right. I want to be caught off the earth. I'd rather go that way than by the way of the grave.
When you're alive.
That's right.
But what I just spoke about, when His feet come down, that's going to be 7 years after the catching away, according to what we believe and what we teach. A lot
that's
of people are teaching that we're going to go halfway through the tribulation, all the way through the tribulation. We don't see that. He said that we would be kept from that hour of
trouble and judgment.
Trouble and judgment.
It's going to come. That's right.
So, you know,
His wrath.
We're looking, but we have to be looking for Him. He's coming for those who are looking for Him. If you're not spending time with the Lord, if you're not praying, if you're not looking for Him, you know, daily. How about at nighttime when you go to bed at night, when you say your prayers, when you lay your head on your pillow? We should always be looking for the Lord. Even if we were to die during the night, we want to be looking for the Lord, because it says if we happen to die, it says what? It says even though our the shell of our body would be laying there, somebody would find us in the morning. Our spirit and our soul is with the Lord.
That's it.
We'd be with the Lord.
To be absent from the body,
to be
present with the Lord. Yeah,
that's right. To be absent from the body is to be present
with
the Lord.
Lord.
So we want to be with the Lord. That should be our main purpose, is to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father.
Amen. So we're going to talk about today. I call it a reference of double meaning or double understanding what the scripture says.
That's
so
right.
So to look at this real close, I've picked out one key verse.
Deuteronomy?
Yeah, in Deuteronomy chapter 11.
Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that book. It just sums everything up.
That's right. Moses summarized everything that God told him in this book. It's a marvelous book to read. So this is Deuteronomy chapter 11. I'm going to pick out one verse, and I want to show you these parallels and double references that we can see in this, and I would call a reference or a meaning, okay? The one verse I want, well, I'm going to read two verses. Verse 13 says this. We're going to read 13 and 14.
And
it shall come to pass, what? Well, he's talking about in the future. If you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, to serve him,
with all your heart
and with all your soul.
What are we talking about? That's same
right.
thing.
Spirit, soul, and body. Mm-hmm. That's right. To love him. Now, here's the key verse. This is very prophetic. If they're willing to do that, he's going to say, he says, that I will, if they do this, he's then I'm going to be willing to give you what? The rain of your land in his due season, and the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Let's read 15 also. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Let's read another one. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived. Ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Amen.
Well, I want to go right back here. So where are we talking about? We're talking about Israel.
That's right.
We're talking about Jerusalem.
So he's talking
verse 12 says, verse 11 says it talks about the land that you're going to possess, which we know is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, a land which the Lord thy God careth for.
That's it.
The eyes of the Lord, that's Yod Heh Vav Heh, those are all capital letters, thy God are always, always upon it. From the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. So, from the moment, every single day, the Lord's eyes are upon Israel. Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
He loves Israel. He says it's a land. A land.
I see something. Verse 11, I might mention with this also before we go back to 14. Mm-hmm. But the land, whither ye go to possess it, is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven.
The rain of heaven.
And we're going to talk about the rain of heaven in a spiritual sense. Okay?
And we sing that. We have a song called The Rain of Heaven. And that's part of this worship that we're talking about that we're going to have for this tribute to Prophet Gary Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs that he brought was Rain of Heaven.
Right.
What is the rain of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
It's his glory. It's his glory coming down. It's his mist filling the air. You know, the mist of the Spirit of God. Wow.
Well, back to verse 14. Now, there's some key words. I'm going to read this again, and you might want to mark these words. I'll read it first, and we'll talk about marking the words for you. God says that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. Now, if we look at this verse, this is also an agricultural thing, isn't it?
These are all good things. That's we can look at this in a natural way and also in a spiritual way.
Right.
God wants us to look at it both ways.
Well, both ways. So we see some interesting things in here. Now, the things you want to mark, and if you want to mark it in your Bibles, we talk about this. The first thing is his. Now, I think this his in here, prophetically, double meaning, can refer to Yeshua. All right? The next thing it talks about is the word rain is mentioned. Well, we found out several months ago, we talked about this at Rosh Hashanah and all that, about the rain over in Joel chapter 2, about the former and the latter rain in the first month. And I'm not going to talk about the calendar, but this is an important thing to think about that. And so the rain also can be interpreted in the Hebrew here as a teacher of righteousness.
Teacher of righteousness.
You might want to write that down. And then the next thing is the word season. What's that? The proper time of the year. Then we have the word first is in this verse. First, it means the early. It's going to be talking about Yeshua's what? His first coming and all that. All right. Then we have the word latter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua's second coming also reveals his second advent, the word latter. And then we have the word gather in here. And what's that? The souls for the kingdom. And then it talks about what? Come to pass. And it means in the future.
This whole chapter, it talks about blessings. talks about rain. It talks about being prosperous, you know, and not only in the natural, but in the spiritual.
That's right.
And he tells him, he says, you know, I set before you this day. Mm-hmm. He's there's going to be a blessing.
That's
if
right.
If you what? If you O-B-E what?
Obey the word.
If you obey mm-hmm. the commandments mm-hmm. of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. That's in verse 27. Mm-hmm. He says a blessing if you obey. So there's always a if in there, isn't there?
That's
so
right.
If you do this, if you do that, you know, mm-hmm. you'll have the blessings of the Lord. Otherwise, what? You know, there's the curses. There's curses. But, you know, God doesn't put curses on people. People allow curses to come on themselves because they don't obey. So there's a choice. See, God always gives us a free will. He says there's a free will because he also talks about, he says in 28, he says, and a curse if ye will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods. People are worshiping other gods. In this United States of America, there are many gods. Well, people will say, what? What do you mean? I don't worship other gods. Yes. Many people worship the stuff they have in their house.
Yeah.
Or books. All kinds of things. Mm-hmm. You know, your jewelry. Your cars.
Right.
Your belongings. Your children. People worship all kinds of things, mm-hmm. you know. Not talking about particular other gods, but all these things are other gods. Think about when one of the children, one of the wives of Jacob, took the idol from her dad, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that was a form of worship. She was taking something that was other gods. Mm-hmm. So God is jealous. God is a jealous God. So if we're living in, there's a curse, we feel like there's a curse over us or over our family, then, you know, we need to find out what it is and get rid of it mm-hmm. and come back and worship God. The Bible says, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Right.
We must worship God, even in that, back in the book of Revelation, where that person was bowing to another person. He said, don't do that. I'm of your brother. I'm your brother. He says, don't worship me. Don't bow down to any other God. Many people in these United States are turning away from maybe what they were brought up, worshiping God, to another religion.
Yep.
And we're seeing them on the streets of New York, on the streets of L.A., I saw one just the other day. Thousands, hundreds of people, I don't know how many there were, but blocking the road, the whole road, cars couldn't go through, all standing there, all worshiping, you know, all worshiping their God.
Yeah.
Now, how can we allow this to come in even into our country and block highways and roads? You know, you see Christians out there doing that? No.
Nope, you don't.
You don't. But we are to worship the one true God and do things what God says. But, you know, the enemy has set a trap for this country. And many people are falling into that trap. Money. People worship money. People worship so many things. Education. There's nothing wrong with education. But if you don't seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you know, he says, if you seek those things first, then these other things will come to you, right?
Right.
Right. Praise the Lord. So here, this chapter is so powerful, Pastor
Gene.
Right,
sure is. The whole
not only does it relate to Israel and the land there, but it relates to our lives.
That's right.
And to teaching our children. He even talks about teaching your children, verse 19. Mm-hmm. And you shall teach them, your children, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Now, how many people do that?
Yep.
It's sad to say that many, many people do not do that.
Most
or
kids
have
know
not
absolutely
that.
Nothing about God. So
to in verse 22, this is the, for if ye shall diligently, what does that mean? Diligently keep all these commandments. Well, some people say, well, I can't do that. But we have the Holy Ghost. We can, because it's written in our heart. He also talks about the heart in this chapter, mm-hmm. Which I command you to do them. To love the Lord your God. See, how can you worship somebody you don't love?
That's right.
First, you got to love them. To mm-hmm. love the Lord your God. To walk in all his ways. Wow. And to cleave unto him.
That's right.
He says he's going to drive all these other things out of your life. If you will love him, if you'll walk with him and keep his ways.
I like verse 24. Every place wherein the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours.
That's right. Yeah. And I say that sometimes. We've heard it before. I've said it before, even during worship and at the keyboard. You know, every place you step, you leave an imprint. You may not see it, but there's spiritual. It's like you have gold in your feet, gold
right.
dust,
mm-hmm.
and you leave that. Everything you touch, every doorknob you touch, every place you go, you can bring a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of us.
Yeah, I look down here, verse 26. That's not what we're going to talk about. That's all right.
This is awesome.
Verse 26 says, "Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse."
That's right.
"A blessing if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this
mm-hmm.
day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I commanded you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord thy God hath brought thee in unto the land whither thou goest to possess mm-hmm. it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal." There was a distinction there. Amen?
You know, Pastor Gene, I know we're a prophetic church and all, but as I'm sitting here, you know, and we're reading this, God's word, God's holy word, and he says it's not going to change. I feel this room, I smell a smoke. And, you know, there was a smoke.
There is a smoke, yeah.
A smoke. I really felt like
that's
I
right.
just smelled, uh-huh. felt a smoke. There's like a, you know how when Moses went to that burning bush and he had, and God said, "Take off your shoes because you're on holy ground."
That's right. Let's go back to this verse 14 now. This is good that we were talking about.
Thank you,
this
Lord.
Verse is very important. So let's look at this real close prophetically, what the double meaning is. God's promising this to Israel, we know, even in their day at that time, but also in the future. But also, it's very interesting for us to understand what God's trying to tell us. He says, "I will give you the rain." Now remember, the rain we talked about, this is in Joel 2 also, about a teacher of righteousness. "I will give you" what? "The teacher of righteousness of your land in his," I think this is talking about, this is a pattern to Yeshua, "in his due season." Well, he's got seasons on the calendar that we go through all year, these appointed times, and the important ones we're talking about here, we're going to find out, is going to be the former and the latter rain, okay? He says the first rain, the first teacher of righteousness, you know, the first time when he came to the earth, and then the latter rain, when the latter teacher of righteousness comes, "that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil." So, tail end of this is referring to a gathering in people into the kingdom of God. It's all going to come to pass. And the wine and the oil talks about what? The goodness of God and all the people that will come. So the latter, this former latter rain is very important. And we've talked about this a lot. You know, Joel chapter 2 says God promised he'd give them the latter rain and the former rain in the first month. Well, we've talked about this a lot over the years. How can you have the former rain in the spring and the latter rain in the fall, how can they be in the first month when they're in the opposite ends of the year? It's because it's a prophetic thing, okay? Now, most people, if you have a Bible, they have footnotes down the center. They'll tell you over there that the former rain is in the fall and the latter rain is in the spring. But see, they're on a civil calendar instead of the calendar that God gave us in Exodus chapter 12 about changing the number on the month, okay? And so that's where we get confused. But prophetically, we've got to look at the former rain is when Yeshua came to the earth the first time and did his work. All right. The latter rain will be when he comes back at the very end to establish his kingdom and all that. So we have to keep this in perspective when we look at that to see what God's trying to tell us in a neat way. And it's right here in this verse. Now, this is talking about crops and all that and the seasons and all, but it also relates to what? A spiritual thing that will come in the future. "That I will give you the rain." Huh? I love it. Hallelujah. "The teacher of righteousness for your land." And his season is telling us here. And then he tells you the earlier, the former rain, and what? The latter rain. Yeshua was there at the first coming. He's going to be there at the second. "That thou mayest" what? "Gather in thy corn." The gathering means souls for the kingdom. All the kingdom souls. What happens at tabernacles and all in the fall? They gather in all the crops, you know. The grapes come to full maturity, and I'm thinking about olives and all those other things, you know, and wheat. And so he's talking about all the goodness that comes in a natural realm, but now he's talking about also in the spiritual realm. If you look at that, let's look at this. I'm going to come back. I want to go over to Joel chapter 2 with you for a moment. Let's go over to Joel chapter 2, and I want to look at verse 3 with you. Get through the book of Hosea. I'm making a right turn here. All right. Chapter 2, verse 23 says this. And it's very similar to what we just read. The prophet speaks by God, says, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion." So he's talking about Israel. "And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you" what? the former rain, this is the teacher of righteousness, what? Moderately, okay? And he will cause to come down for you the rain, this is the teacher of righteousness, the former rain, and you know that he was here in the beginning, and the latter rain in the first month. So, his passion when he died and all what was in the early rain. It was at the Passover season, Exodus 12, we see over there where God changed the number on the months at that particular time. And in the latter rain, it's going to be when he comes back at the very end. And I believe the scriptures reveals all this, exactly what we can find out and understand what time of the year all these events are going to happen. We may not know what year we're on, we really don't, but we know the time of the season. That's why over here in Deuteronomy 11:11, it talks about his due season when he's going to come, okay? So this is a very interesting parallel here to show us. So remember, the his here, I think, is really prophetically showing about Yeshua. The rain is a teacher of righteousness. The season is the proper time of the year again. The early rain was what Yeshua's first coming to this earth, and the latter rain is going to be a second coming. It also reveals what the second advent as well. And then the gathering is gathering up the corn and all of the souls into the kingdom, and it's going to come to pass. It's interesting, huh?
Mm.
That I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first and the latter rain, that you mayest gather in the corn and thy wine and thine oil. Isn't that incredible? So it's going to come to pass. Isn't that interesting?
It will.
So we have a lot of double meanings, and we have to understand that because God's trying to show us some things that a lot of people just kind of skim over and say, well, that happened thousands and thousands of years ago. Well, a lot of this is apropos for us today, isn't it, Pastor Donna? It really is. We look at this really closely and see what God's trying to show us with all the appointed times are there for a purpose to teach us something about Yeshua. It's all about him. It's all about the Messiah. It's not about us. It's about the Messiah. So we have to keep in our thoughts all the time, what is God trying to say? So I think this word rain is an interesting because it can be translated also as a teacher of righteousness. He's the one that's pouring himself out. Amen.
You know, it's interesting, Pastor Gene, that you know you read the book of Joel and you think, well, this is maybe just a certain time. But this covers a lot of time.
Sure does.
When you read this book of Joel, just for an example, when we start in verse 28 of where you're at in Joel chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing that was spoken of when the Holy Ghost was poured out. He says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this happened also after. When after Yeshua, you know, he said, "Wait." He said, "Tarry," for the Holy Ghost. And they waited, and they tarried, and they all received power from above. The fire was upon them.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Ghost came.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Now, this all happened in a great outpouring that on the day of Pentecost, didn't it?
Yep.
On the day of Pentecost, all these things happened. And also upon your servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. So God's saying he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh. All flesh. You know, anyone who receives the Lord Jesus Christ, he pours his spirit out upon them. All they have to do is ask and receive. You know, you have to receive. And now he's between verse 20, 29 and 30, he's jumping way ahead. What's going to happen in the end? How many years go by? And he says, I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
All these things. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. So there's a big span of time.
That's right.
Between these verses. And so when we read this, we need to know history and we need to pray and seek the Lord and see what is the Lord saying? Well, as you go and you read things in the New Testament, you can see what 28 is referring to in much of that about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because in those days, you know, the book of Acts is not just a book. The book of Acts continues.
That's right.
To this day. Mm-hmm. To this day. Because there's still signs and wonders and miracles and healings and people getting saved and people getting filled with the Holy Ghost and people speaking with new tongues. And people prophesying. Prophecy hasn't stopped.
That's right.
No. Here we have this prophecy that I read part of it from Prophet Gary Brooks. This prophecy to you and to me and also to the people in our church and to Spirit of Prophecy, what would happen in the days to come.
That's right.
About his spirit being poured out. If you continue to worship, if you have that worship, you know, that's like Judah. Mm-hmm. Judah praise and worship in the house. And the house was filled with smoke. and you know, and the glory came down.
They couldn't stand to minister. They all fell out.
Well, people say the glory comes down, but you know, really, the glory is released from within us.
Yeah,
we release the glory, to bring an atmosphere of worship into a place, into a house of worship. Mm-hmm. And when everyone comes together in one accord, it's like that oil that's from the top of your head that goes all the way down. Talked about it goes all the way down to Aaron, down your beard. You know, I don't have a beard, but you know, all the way down your clothes, all the way down to your feet. You know, your feet are dripping with oil. You have the anointing of God upon your life.
That's right.
And this is what we need. So many people are dry.
Mm-hmm.
They're dry and cracked and wrinkled, you know. God mm-hmm. wants to release the flow of his anointing, and his anointing is oil. They pour out the oil and the wine.
That's it.
We bring restoration, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, you know, to set the captives free, that we would be free to worship God in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
So there's a big time space here.
Sure is. A lot of time. That's right. But the word is true.
Yes, it is. And it's going to happen.
That's right.
Look, but your heart has to be right.
Sure.
You have to have a heart to worship God and a heart to love God, you know,
and to seek Him. And we think about when the Passover was established over in Exodus chapter 12. Well, that was a ceremonial thing they did for like 1,500 years, a long, long time. And then one day, it was the real thing. That's what these double meanings have to say about these things if we look at it real close.
Double meaning.
That's right. I was thinking about another one we have here over in Hosea. We've talked about this a little bit in chapter 5 about judgment on Israel's pride and all that. And verse 6, it says, "They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them." So it says he just left himself. You read Ezekiel over there in those chapters, it says that he left the threshold of the temple over there. And then another place in the same chapter, verse 14 says, "For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away." All right. So he left him. He was gone for a long time when he left. And even in Jesus' day, remember, the temple was completely different.
Mm.
It was completely different. The ark was not there. None of those things was there. So the only time the glory of God came into that place is when Yeshua himself walked in there and taught and all that, you know.
And that's right. And you know, the last verse of this chapter, chapter 2 says, "And it shall come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
that whosoever," are mm-hmm. you a whosoever?
That's right.
"Whosoever shall call on the name." You see, that's a key right there. "The name of the Lord, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, shall be delivered." What is the name? Yeshua is the name.
Yeshua.
You call on the name of Jesus. You call on the name of Yeshua. The Christ, Yeshua, the one who died for us, the one who was nailed to that cross, the one who came down from heaven and gave his life for us that we might live. The final sacrifice. No more animal sacrifice. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
All unrighteousness.
So he says, "If you shall call on the name of the Lord, shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." See, God has calling a remnant.
That's right. It's a remnant. Now, this chapter we just talked about here in Hosea, Donna's got a thought there. I got one here too. In Hosea 5, twice it's mentioned that God's going to withdraw himself, and then that he's going to just, what's he going to do? He's just going to go away. But look at verse 15. Now, this we're talking about double meaning. Now, remember, he's talking to Israel here. Now, this is a future thing for them.
Where are you?
In Hosea 5. Verse 15 says,
Hosea 5.
"I will go and return to my place." Well, remember, Jesus came to the earth. All right. Where will he return to? He returned back to his Father. He came from heaven. He came to the earth for those 33 and a half years, and he went back to be with his Father. "I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense." Well, the offense in this day right here was because of Israel's pride and arrogance. That was their offense. But think about this with a double meaning to the end. Their offense in Yeshua's day was what? Rejecting the Messiah. And then it says, "And seek my face in their affliction." The word affliction is another word for Jacob's trouble.
"Will I seek them?"
"I will seek me early." A lot of them will come early when they find out what's going on with all this. And then we go down to verse 3 with these terminology we were just talking about. After these 2,000 years and all, and he's going to come back and establish everything. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us. So listen to this now. As what? The rain.
Rain.
As the latter. Now he says the latter first, and the former rain unto the earth. Because the latter, this is talking about the last days, the latter. So the teacher of righteousness is going to come to them again.
We should play that Rain of Heaven someday on the radio program so people can just get a little bit of it.
It's kind of long, but it's really a wonderful song.
Maybe just a minute of it, but Rain of Heaven. Right. So that's what we need. We need the fresh Rain of Heaven. So many people are eating stale bread drinking dirty waters.
That's it.
Dirty waters. They're by the marshes. You know, it talks about those by the marshes.
Over in Ezekiel.
Yeah, and they're not getting the clean. They're not going deep in the well. You know, what's the Bible says? It says a well of salvation. Where is it? It's deep within us.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much surface. We got to get off the surface and get off the baby food, the pablum. We got to get down into the deep things. You know, that's where the pure, clean milk is, the freshness of God and the revelation of God. And where there's an open door of heaven that comes through our spirit, because we receive from the Spirit of
Hallelujah.
God to our spirit. And you know, then there's the manifestation. Mm-hmm. Well, it might be a cloud. It might be smoke. It could be a lot of things. It could be, your heart's going to get changed. It could be a heart change. And to seek God, to seek his face. That one scripture you said about his face. You know, a lot of people would be afraid and turn their face from God. But the Bible says we're to seek his face.
That's right.
To seek his face.
Where he's at. But it's interesting about this rain, though, Pastor Don. You know, most people read this and think about the rain. We had all this rain this week. We're talking about spiritual rain, not talking about rain. But Jesus in the Bible and God relates a lot of times about the rain, about some spiritual kind of rain that we need. Rain of heaven. Rain of heaven by
some
the Spirit
rain of glory.
God. That's what it is, right.
Thank you, Lord.
And the glory resides in us that are born again and walking with the Lord. That's where the glory is.
And we need the rain of heaven. We need a freshness. We need fresh touch every day. We need that. And because we can become stale, we can become like, you don't like stale bread.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can become like stale bread, you know. And so we need a fresh rain of heaven.
That's it. So these few verses here, and even in Hosea, chapter 5, 15 through 6, 3 is all referring to the last days.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to Israel.
You know, it's an example too, is when they were in the wilderness, mm-hmm. they were to have fresh manna every day.
Every single day.
They were not to take that manna and they were only to take what they would eat.
They weren't
to take it and store it up for the next day. And just a picture of it, I'm sure some of them probably maybe did it. You store it up the next day and you go look at it in the morning and say, gee, it looked fine that yesterday. Now it's got mold all over it.
That's right.
See, it's stale bread. It's already got mold on it. So we're not to take of the manna from... We're not going to live on the manna of yesterday or last year or the anointing of yesterday or last week or last year or 10 years ago. No, there is a freshness. There's a fresh anointing every single day.
Amen.
Every single day. So it's new manna every single day in the spirit. A new rain.
We can see that over in Exodus chapter 12 when the Passover was put in place, when God passed through the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And finally the last plague that came was all the firstborn were killed.
That's right.
But they had requirements they had to do, didn't they? So what was it? It was all a pattern showing you something was going to happen in the future. And it's all there. It's all about Yeshua. I mean, it's incredible.
And, God honored the Sabbath. He says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That's why we have Shabbat on Friday night.
Amen.
That's why we come together on Saturday. Not because we're Jews, it's because we just want to honor the Sabbath. The Sabbath was put in place before the law was put in place. And he told Moses, remember the Sabbath. He didn't say anything about commandments. He says, remember the Sabbath. So, God revered the Sabbath so important that even he held that, he protected that manna. So because they weren't to go out and labor and collect the manna on the Sabbath.
Right.
It didn't come down on the Sabbath. God didn't send it down on the Sabbath. So they were to have enough for the Sabbath, and God preserved it.
That's right.
God preserves us, doesn't he?
Amen.
He preserves us.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
So the manna came down every day, and they were
every
fed.
Every day,
it's incredible.
And they
so
were
think
fed.
About all of it. So everything in Exodus 12 there.
This is manna.
All
this
about
is what we're, what
yeah,
we're
this
reading
book,
today.
Right. This is manna. That's
this
right.
is manna. This Remember, is food for our
right.
life
yeah.
and food for our spirit.
Yeah. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 6, if you don't eat my body and drink my blood, you have no part in me.
That's
that
right.
blew those guys away. Most of those
That's
men
right.
that were following him walked away because they thought
That's
he was
right.
talking about being a cannibalism, okay? But see, it was a spiritual thing. They couldn't comprehend what God was trying to convey
That's
at
right.
that particular time. But yet, Exodus chapter 12 tells you exactly what it's all about. So here we have a double meaning, double reference, don't we?
Double reference.
Same
thing. And this reveals those things to come.
Yeah.
You know, he said if we seek him, you know, he's going to give us, show us the treasures of heaven. He's going to open up the revelation for that we will have an understanding. So here God is all, he's also giving us the plans that he has. His plans are all in this book. We don't need anything else. We don't need any commentary. We don't need anything else. We just need his word and the Holy Ghost. If you're born again and you have the Holy Ghost, if you're not born again, then you're not going to get the understanding, the revelation from the book, the Bible, the Holy Bible. So what you need to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart, repent of your sin, be baptized in water, receive the Holy Ghost, and get into your word
and worship
the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you know, God will do miraculous things in your life. He will do miraculous things. He will send the rain of heaven, and he will change, he will rearrange everything in your life, and he will put you on a path of righteousness.
It's incredible.
Wow, Pastor Gene.
Well, look at this for a moment. Let's go back. We start off there in Deuteronomy. I want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30 and just read a few verses here with you about this, okay? But God's telling all of us. Starting in, where do I want to start at? Verse 10 in chapter 30. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul. This is by faith. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far away. So the it here is what? The commandments of God, the word of God. It, this is the word. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it, what? The commandments, and do it, what? The commandments. Well, Paul talked about this in Romans chapter 10 in the New Testament. Amen. And I'm going to just go to verse 19. I'll quit reading there. Verse 19 says, speaking through Moses, I call heaven, God speaks through Moses, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed, what, may live. And it's more than just living physically, it's talking about eternal life. So these patterns are incredible that we have, that God's talking about. You got something else there, Pastor Don?
Praise the Lord. Well, we've run out of time.
All right, so we've got a minute and a half to go. Boy, it sure goes by fast.
Well, we're just blessed to be on this radio program, WCNO, and we're also on the internet, so you can listen to this again or other teachings that we have done in the past. Just go to www.wcno.com and look for, go to Saturday in the program guide and look for 12 o'clock noon, mm-hmm. Pastor Gene Hilton, Raising the Standard. That's what we're here to do, raise the standard in the body of Christ and to teach the truth. So the Bible says the truth will make us free.
Free.
And so we have services here in Stuart, Florida, Friday night, 7 p.m., Saturday, 4 o'clock, and Sunday at 10 a.m. Yeah. Excuse me. So come and worship God with us, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we're just blessed to be here every Saturday at 12 noon.
That's
our
right.
Telephone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. If you'd like a calendar, please give us a call. We'd be glad to mail you one.
Amen. So as we close the program, keep in mind,
amen,
if you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, this is the time to do it. It'll change your whole life, and you'll begin to see some things that you never saw, and he'll bless you. As you obey him, he's going to bless you. So as we close the program, I tell you, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. What do we say, Pastor Don?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at this same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives, and remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the spirit of prophecy.